He's been out in the wilderness for a long time, Brad. Michelle, on the other hand, is a major star right now. 300 million in her last two films. 14 million is a bargain. The door opened. Miranda popped her head in. She's back, she mouthed. Tom, Brad began.
Hold on a second, Brad. The woman herself is on the other line. I cut him off before he could say anything.
What? I said to Miranda.
Miss Thing says she has to talk to you right now about something very important that can't wait.
Tell her I'm already working on the hairdresser.
No, it's even more important than that, Miranda said.
From the sound of it, it may be the most important thing ever in the history of mankind. Even more important than the invention of liposuction.
Don't be mocking liposuction, Miranda. It has extended the career of many an actress, thus benefiting their agents, allowing them to pay your salary. Liposuction is your friend.
Line two, Miranda said. Let me know if fat sucking is toppled. I punched the button for line two. Ambient street noise filled my earphones. Michelle was undoubtedly careening along Santa Monica Boulevard.
Michelle, I said, I'm trying to make you very rich. Whatever it is, make it quick.
Ellen Merlot got hard memories, Michelle said. I thought I was in the running for that. I thought I had it.
Don't feel too bad about it, Michelle, I said. Everyone was up for that one. If you didn't get it, that puts you in there with Kate Blanchett and Meryl Streep. You're in good company. Besides, the pay wasn't that good.
I heard a short brake squeal followed by a horn and some muffled yelling. Michelle had cut someone off.
Tom, I need roles like that, you know? I don't want to be doing summertime blues for the next 10 years. This role would have helped me stretch. I want to work on my craft.
At the word craft, I mimed stabbing myself in the eye.
Michelle, right now you're the biggest female star in Hollywood. Let's work with that for a couple of movies, okay? Get a nice nest egg. Your craft will still be there later.
I'm right for this role, Tom.
The role is a 40-ish Jewish woman victimized in the Warsaw Ghetto in Treblinka, who then fights racism in the United States, I said.
You're 25, and you're blonde.
And you think Treblinka is a shop on Melrose?
I kept that last thought in my head. No point confusing her.
Kate Blanchett is blonde.
Kate Blanchett also has an Oscar, I said. So does Ellen, for that matter. One in each acting category. And she's also not 25 or blonde.
Michelle, let it go.
If you want to work on your craft, we can get you into some live theater. That's craft. Craft up the wazoo. They're doing Doll's House over at the Geffen. You'll love it.
Tom, I want that part.
We'll talk about it later, Michelle. I've got to get back to Brad. Gotta go. We'll talk soon.
Remember to tell him about the hair.
I clicked her off and switched Brad back on. Sorry, Brad. I hope she was telling you not to blow this offer by asking for too much, Brad said.
Actually, she was telling me about another project she's really passionate about, I said. Hard memories?
Oh, come on, Brad said. She's a little young and blonde to be playing Yentl, isn't she? Anyway, Ellen Merlot just got that part. Read it in the Times today. Since when does the Times get anything right? Michelle's a little young for the part, yes, but that is what makeup is for.
She's a draw. Could get a whole other audience for serious drama.
Brad snorted. She won't be getting 14 million for that, he said. That's their entire budget.
No, but she'll be working on her craft, I said.
I popped the ball up and down on my desk. The Academy eats that stuff up. It's a nomination, easy. Like Charlize Theron in Monster.
Sometimes I can't believe what comes out of my own mouth. But it was working. I could hear Brad weighing the options in his mind. The project at hand was the sequel to Murdered Earth, called, in a burst of true creativity, Earth Resurrected. They had a problem. They killed off the hero in the first film, which was just as well, since Mark Glavin, who played him, was a loser who was well on his way to replicating the career arc of Mickey Rourke. So when it came to the sequel, they had to build it around Michelle, whose character managed to survive. The script had been written, the casting completed, and the pre-production was rolling along under a full head of steam. Stopping now to recast or rewrite was not an option. They were over a barrel. They knew it, and I knew it. What we were arguing about now was the size of the barrel. Miranda's head popped through the door again. I glared at her. She shook her head.
Not her, she mouthed. Carl.
I set the ball down.
When?
I mouthed. 3 minutes, she mouthed.
Brad, listen, I said. I've just been told I have a meeting with Carl. He's going to want to know where we stand on this. Hard Memories has about wrapped up its casting.